Deposed Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi went on trial in Cairo today, facing charges of inciting violence and complicity in the murder of protesters. This was last December. This was before the most recent uprising this summer, which eventually brought Morsi down. You'll remember Morsi was democratically elected after the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak, but was ousted in a military coup after only 1 year in office. He's been held by the military since July and hasn't been seen in public until today. Reporter Merrick Kennedy is in Cairo. And Merritt, a short trial, but a lot of emotion. Fill us in. What happened? What were the proceedings?
Well, it was quite a chaotic session. Morsi and his co-defendants disrupted the proceedings a number of times, chanting against military rule, and the judge eventually called a recess to calm the situation down. And Morsi refused to wear the white prison jumpsuit. He appeared at the session in a full suit with no tie. And during roll call, he said, "My name is Mohamed Morsi, and I'm the president of the republic," and he rejected the legitimacy of the court to try him. Other defendants, including two top Muslim Brotherhood leaders, said that they had been tortured in prison. So a defiant stance from Morsi himself and other leaders during this first session.
And we hear there were sort of shouting matches between the Morsi supporters in the Muslim Brotherhood who were in the courtroom and members of the press who were shouting against him.
That's right. Several Egyptian journalists in the proceedings called for Morsi to be executed in chants. The Egyptian press has by and large been very much against the former president.
Yeah.
And other channels have no longer been broadcast. Other Islamist channels have no longer been broadcast.
Yeah. Well, now the trial is delayed until January 8th. Why the delay?
The trial has actually been adjourned until January in a pretty typical fashion for Egyptian courts. One major reason is that Muslim Brotherhood lawyers actually requested time to review the case file because they said they hadn't had access previously. So they certainly welcomed the decision that gives them more time to prepare for the trial.
Yeah. Well, there has been international criticism that this whole process against Morsi has been way too secretive. Today, as we said, the first time he's been seen in 4 months. Did his appearance at least assuage some concerns? You know, he is still living and he is being put on trial.
Yeah, well, yes and no. There are still major questions about whether Morsi can receive a fair trial at this very politically charged moment. Since he was ousted, Morsi has been held incommunicado and in a secret location. Rights groups have been demanding that he be moved to a legal detention place, a prison. So the judge's decision today to move Morsi to a prison in Alexandria did ease some of those concerns. Also, like you said, the fact that Morsi appeared at all was seen as a positive sign. Rights advocates have also pointed out that Morsi hasn't had access to a lawyer during interrogation by the prosecution, though Morsi still says he isn't hiring defense attorneys because he rejects the legitimacy of the trial as a whole. He's received an array of charges, and rights groups say that some of them are trumped up, but others, like one about abuse of detainees by Morsi's administration when he was in power, have some basis. But more broadly, the judiciary has been one-sided here. It's not trying security forces for brutality in the same period.
Yeah. Well, this has put Egypt's allies in a tough position. Secretary of State John Kerry making his first trip there, being the first American official there since Morsi was overthrown. The divide is pretty clear. Morsi and his supporters in the Muslim Brotherhood say he is the legitimate president. His detractors say he was too supportive of Islamists and that they felt that their rights, secular rights, were eroding. So what's been reaction overall to the trial?
Well, Morsi certainly still has supporters, like you said, who see him as the legitimate president. And for them, today's trial is a major rallying point. And we saw protests across the country and some clashes with police. His first public appearance seemed to energize those protests in the face of a major government crackdown against the Muslim Brotherhood organization, where more than 1,000 members and supporters of the group have been killed in confrontations with police. And thousands more were arrested, including most leaders. But also, like you said, Morsi rapidly lost popular support during his year in power, and many Egyptians welcomed his ouster and support the trial going forward.
Yeah. NPR's Merritt Kennedy on the very short trial today, adjourned today, of former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. Merritt, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.